You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. Number 18. If you're new to this podcast, my name is Nancy Montori, and I have a passion for wanting to make you your healthiest and happiest self. And I do that by advocating a plant-based diet here on these podcasts and on my blog, ordinaryvegan.net. A plant-based diet is centered around grains, legumes like beans and lentils, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. If you are new to this lifestyle, I recommend listening to podcast number 1, Getting Started on a Plant-Based Diet, and podcast number 3, How to Get Optimum Nutrition on a Plant-Based Diet. I just got back from the Holistic Holiday at Sea All Vegan Cruise, where I do consultations. And I met so many inspiring people who were on that cruise because they wanted to take back their health. They were sick of being sick, and they didn't want to suffer anymore from diet-related diseases like heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, type 2 diabetes, and Alzheimer's disease, to name just a few. Study after study, speaker after speaker on that cruise presented evidence that a plant-based diet can eliminate, cure, reverse, or slow the decline of all these diseases, and then some. And I plan to share all that information I learned on that vegan cruise with you. Before I get started, I would like to thank Sandy Pugel, the founder of the Holistic Holiday at Sea, for creating this amazing voyage of health and wellness, and for bringing some of the most famous plant-based doctors on board to lecture and help people suffering from numerous chronic diseases. Watching those doctors on board and see how they extend their kindness and attention to the attendees, even when they were not lecturing, is also inspiring. And it all comes from Sandy Pugel's heart. If you want to join us next year, just go to atasteofhealth.org and mention Ordinary Vegan when you sign up for an onboard credit. I will put a link in this week's show notes. Now, let's get into today's podcast. One of the most engaging speakers on the cruise was a man named Dr. Michael Greger. Dr. Greger is the best-selling author of the book How Not to Die, and he also runs a nonprofit nutrition organization called NutritionFacts.org. I have seen him speak many times, and I always learn something new from him. And on this year's cruise, he discussed the connection between food and the third leading cause of disability here in the United States. Do you know what that is? Because I didn't. The third leading cause of disability in the United States is low back pain. This really hit home for me because I have family members who have gone through painful back surgeries that did nothing to alleviate their chronic pain, and in some cases, disabled them more. Millions of people worldwide suffer from low back pain, and the medical costs are soaring because of this epidemic. And as many of you know, back pain can be extremely debilitating and excruciatingly painful. The University of Washington, which looks at public and private spending on all diseases, named back pain the third highest money spent on treatment, only behind diabetes and heart disease. So, what does food have to do with back pain? In the United States, 80 million adults have a disease called atherosclerosis, and many don't know it. Atherosclerosis is a condition in which plaque builds up inside the arteries. Plaque is mainly made of cholesterol and fatty substances. Plaque can partially or totally block the blood's flow through arteries in your organs, like your heart. Atherosclerosis is a disease of the arteries. Here's what happens. Arteries are blood vessels that carry oxygen-rich blood to your heart and other parts of your body. When the plaque blocks the blood flow, for example, to your heart, it can cause a heart attack or stroke. In the past, people thought atherosclerosis had no symptoms until a plaque ruptures or the buildup is severe enough to cause a heart attack or stroke. But now they know that atherosclerosis can rear its ugly head early by causing diminished blood flow in small arteries that feed other parts of your body, like your spine. In other words, poor spinal blood flow in the back that causes back pain can be one of the early signs of atherosclerosis and heart disease. As an example, Dr. Greger showed a slide of an angiography x-ray showing normal spinal arteries on the left and clogged spinal arteries on the right. The clogged spinal arteries, which fed the spine, were completely clogged shut with cholesterol-laden plaques, creating no blood flow. When there is no blood flow to the back, you can experience back pain. A recent study in May 2016, and I will provide the link in my show notes, concluded that chronic low back pain is associated with a higher prevalence of coronary heart disease. There are other studies that go back to 2006 about the connection between atherosclerosis of the lumbar vessels leading to low back pain as an early sign of heart disease, because those arteries in your back are so small, they can be affected first. In my experience, I don't believe this connection of atherosclerosis and back pain was ever brought up by a doctor to my family members who have undergone painful back surgeries. Dr. Greger also mentioned how erectile dysfunction can also be a precursor to atherosclerosis because of the small blood vessels, and how limited blood flow in the penis can make an erection difficult. Although erectile dysfunction and back pain do not always indicate an underlying heart disease, research now suggests that men with erectile dysfunction and no obvious cause such as trauma should be screened for heart disease. Dr. Greger also stated that 97% of women and men by the age of 49 who eat the standard American diet of meat, dairy, and eggs show at least a grade 2 back muscle strain. Grade 2 back muscle strain usually results in back pain and not being able to walk properly. 97% of women and men. Sadly, low back pain is also becoming more common in children and adolescents, much like type 2 diabetes. But we can turn this around. The good news is it is never too late to start eating healthy to clean out those clogged arteries to our back, heart, and throughout our bodies. The best thing you can do for your back pain, erectile dysfunction, or early heart disease symptoms is to cut out all meat, dairy, and eggs, because a diet rich in high-fat animal food causes atherosclerosis. Another food-related disease Dr. Greger discussed was Alzheimer's disease. What they now know is that atherosclerosis also affects the brain, just like back pain, erectile dysfunction, and heart disease. A lack of adequate blood flow to the brain can cause Alzheimer's disease. Studies show that individuals with Alzheimer's disease have significantly more atherosclerotic narrowing within their brains. Dr. Greger showed two slides side by side. One was clogged with fat and cholesterol, closing off air and restricting blood flow to our brain. The other showed what cerebral arteries should look like: open, clean, allowing blood to flow inside our brains. Visualize, this is what we want our arteries to look like: open and clean. And this can be accomplished by cutting back meat, dairy, and eggs, and enjoying instead grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts and seeds. That isn't such a shabby deal. Then Dr. Greger discussed the Alzheimer's gene, APOE4. And this was pretty amazing. Did you know the highest frequency of the Alzheimer's gene in the world is in Nigeria? But they also have some of the lowest rates of Alzheimer's disease in the world. What? More Alzheimer's gene, less Alzheimer's disease? Why? How does that work? What does the Alzheimer's gene do? The Alzheimer's gene is the principal cholesterol carrier in the brain. If your cholesterol is low because of your diet, then having low cholesterol leads to changes in Alzheimer's gene's expressions. And those people in Nigeria rely on a mostly vegetarian diet that is low in cholesterol. So when animal protein increases, so doesn't the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Like Dr. Campbell always says, if you don't water the genes won't grow. And that is great news for anyone who has the Alzheimer's gene APOE4. My recommendation to anyone with that gene is to immediately switch to a plant-based diet and eliminate all cholesterol-clogging foods like animal protein, cow's milk, cheese, and eggs, and replace them with healthy, delicious, whole food, plant-based diet of grains and vegetables, legumes, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. Another disease that Dr. Greger discussed is the second leading cause of disability and one of the most common causes of death: stroke. Dr. Greger believes that preventing strokes should be a key public health priority and should be treated with diet and not just medication. If you worry about having a stroke or someone in your family has had to face this challenge, then please listen to this nutritional information carefully, because it is a simple way to help prevent a stroke. Dr. Greger said that just increasing your fiber in your diet by as little as 7 grams, which is a small serving of whole grain pasta or an apple, can lead to a 7% decrease in stroke risk. And if you really don't want to have a stroke, you should try to get 25 to 50 grams of soluble fiber a day. Soluble fiber is so easy to consume, but most people are deficient in fiber because fiber is only found in plants. There is no fiber in meat, cow's milk, or eggs, and the Western American diet relies on these animal proteins for the majority of their diet. Some good food choices that include insoluble fiber include wheat, whole grain products, fruits, and vegetables. For example, If you could just include a cup of lentils, a cup of black beans, and a cup of broccoli in your diet tomorrow, you will get an additional 34 grams of fiber. It's that simple. And there are hundreds of combinations like that, which can drastically improve your health. Grains, vegetables, fruits, and legumes. And no meat, dairy, or eggs. Every day to keep you stroke-free. And that is why we are here, to help you realize a long life in good health that is also kind to animals and the environment. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and make a delicious high-fiber main meal, and let's keep it simple. It is called brown rice and beans with ginger lime chili salsa, and it's one of my favorites. Let's break it down. This serves approximately 3 to 4, depending on portion size. Here's what you need for the rice. 1/4 cup of vegetable broth for sautéing, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1 cup of brown rice, 1/4 teaspoon of salt and ground black pepper or more to taste, and 1/4 cup of chopped cilantro. You just heat that vegetable broth in a medium saucepan over medium heat and add the 1/4 cup of chopped onion and cook, stirring occasionally until softened, about 5 minutes. Adding more vegetable broth if sticking. Then add the rice and stir that to coat. Then add 2 cups of water. Bring it to a boil, reduce the heat to low, cover and cook until the rice is just tender and water absorbed. Keep a careful eye on the rice so it doesn't stick to the saucepan. After it's cooked, remove it from the heat, let it stand covered for 10 minutes, and then fluff the rice with a fork and fold in the 1/4 cup of chopped cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, and I know many of you don't, add parsley or your favorite herb. I like a combination of mint and basil occasionally. Here is what you need for the beans. 2 15-ounce cartons of rinsed, cooked black beans. 1 cup of vegetable broth plus 1/4 cup for sautéing. 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of ground coriander, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt and ground black pepper. Just heat 1/4 cup of the vegetable broth in the medium saucepan over medium heat and add 1/4 cup of the chopped onion. Cook that, stirring occasionally until the onion has softened. Add more vegetable broth if it's sticking. Add the 1 teaspoon of ground coriander and the 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, the salt and ground black pepper, and add the rinsed cooked black beans and 1 cup of vegetable broth and bring that all to a boil. Reduce the heat and simmer for 5 minutes. Taste and adjust seasonings, adding more salt or pepper if needed. Now let's make the ginger chili lime salsa. Here's what you need. 2 red jalapenos or Fresno chilies, stemmed, halved, and seeded. 1 garlic clove, chopped. 1 tablespoon of peeled ginger, chopped. 1 tablespoon of finely grated lime zest. 1 teaspoon of maple syrup. 1/4 cup of fresh lime juice. And 1/8 cup of chopped onion. Just pulse them all together until a chunky sauce forms. Taste and adjust the seasoning, maybe adding a pinch of salt or a little ground black pepper. Then all you have to do is put some rice and beans into a bowl, top it with a little chili lime salsa, add some chopped fresh avocado, chopped tomatoes, a sprinkling of cilantro, and serve it with some lime wedges. I also like to serve it with a side of leafy greens and a baked fruit for dessert. Well, that is it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And please keep those comments and emails coming. I love your feedback and appreciate the time it takes for you to contact me. It really means a lot. I always say knowledge is power, and education is key to maintaining and living a plant-based lifestyle. So, If you would like to learn more about plant-based nutrition and how to apply plant-based nutrition to your life, for a limited time only, I am offering 3 free training videos in plant-based nutrition. Just go to my website, ordinaryvegan.net, for the link to the free training videos. If you found this podcast information helpful today, please share on social media and consider writing a review in iTunes. The more reviews we receive, the more visibility and higher ranking iTunes gives our podcasts. And please join our healthy and supportive community on Facebook. We are over 311,000 strong and growing. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. If you have any questions for me, email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net, or you can record your question on my website. If you would like today's show notes, recipes, or reference links, go to my website, ordinaryvegan.net/playlist, for this week's information. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope this podcast and all my podcasts help you live a long, healthy, and compassionate life. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.